السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, and verses 33, right up to verse number 38. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us how Almighty Allah will keep firm the hearts of those people, and when they read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, truly there is none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah, and Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the final and last messenger and Prophet of Almighty Allah for all times, all places and circumstances. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. When that person passes away, inshaAllah, with the grace and mercy of Allah, he will recite the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and leave this world. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and in the grave also, the barzakh, wherever he is, whether he is drowned or whether the person is in the grave or where have you, so remember there also during the reckoning and the questioning he will answer correctly. And Almighty Allah teaches us of those people. The bounties of Almighty Allah came, they changed it, they abused it, they did not appreciate it. وَأَحَلُّ قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ. Hence, for such a nation and people, it settled upon them Dar al-Bawar, Dar al-Halak, the abode of destruction and demolition. And what is that? Jahannam, everlasting Jahannam, everlasting fire and furnace. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allah, protect and save us from the fire. And what a horrible, terrible place. And they are the ones who ascribe to Almighty Allah somebody, something, liyudillu an sabili. So they will lead astray others also from the path of Allah. So enjoy for a little while. قُلْ تَمَتَّعُوا فَإِنَّ مَصِيرَكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ. So enjoy for a little while, and then your resting place is Jahannam. Allah protect us all. قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ. Remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. They tell my servants that آمَنُوا, they will bring iman. My special, special servants who have faith and iman in Islam. يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, they are establishing the salat, the namaz, the prayer. وَيُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, and what we have given them, from there they are spending سِرَّا وَعَلَانِيَا, and they are spending discreetly, privately, nobody knows, and publicly, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّأْتِيَ يَوْمْ, before the day comes. One is the micro, that is their own death. One is the macro, the day of justice. So before that day comes, la bay'un fihi wa la khilal, there is no trade, no buying, no selling, there is no friendship, no one to assist that person. It's he or she alone with their deeds and actions. And everything now, Almighty Allah knows. Almighty Allah knows everything before we were born also. But everything becomes manifest, remember now. And the angels have recorded everything. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala created the heavens and the earth. Wa anzala minas samaa'i ma'a, and He Almighty Allah sent down the water. Fa akhraja bihi minas samarati rizqan lakum, and He produces for you the fruit, and that is your sustenance, provision, beneficial for you. See, in South Africa now, we're entering that season, subhanallah, watermelon, the leeches, the mangoes, the best fruit, and how we love it on a hot summer's day. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ, how Almighty Allah made subservient for you, subjugated for you, the boats and the ships. لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ, so that the boat, the ship will move on the ocean, on the water. Something light goes down, something heavy moving from city to city, country to country, continent to continent. Islam is not my logic and your logic, it's supra-logical. That is the command of Almighty Allah. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ, Allah has subjugated and made subservient for you the rivers and the streams and everything. Subhanallah, that is the manifestation of the absolute power of Almighty Allah. Al-Qudrat ka karishma hai. Today's lesson, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, chapter 14, verse number 33 to 38, and there Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, teaches us, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ, and Almighty Allah subjugated for you the sun and the moon, دَائِبَيْنِ, دَائِمَيْنِ, always. Continuously they are pursuing their course and going on. Not one day we wake up and we see the sun is missing. It's gone for servers, gone for lubrication. How many 100,000 million years? Only Almighty Allah knows with absolute precision and accuracy that these are the signs of Almighty Allah. Wa min ayatihi al-laylu wal-naharu wal-shamsu wal-qamar, the day and the night, the sun and the moon, all these are the signs and the symbols of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In summer, long, long days. You see here by us, we go to 7 o'clock and after 7. You go to Cape Town, it's 8 o'clock after 8. Who is doing all that? And in winter, long, long nights. So that is only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wal-qamara, and the moon. You see the first 3 nights, you call it hilal. There's the moon, there's the moon. And you see the 14th night, Laylatul Badr, Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand, the full moon shining in its glory and beauty, qamar. Therefore, gambling is called qimar, increased, decreased. The waxing and the waning of the moon. Who does all that? Only Almighty Allah. So remember, study the creation of Almighty Allah. And with perfection and harmony, no accident, no mistake, nothing. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ, Almighty Allah subjugated for your benefit the night and the day. The night is mentioned first because in Islam it precedes the day. We say Laylatul Qadr, so the night of majesty, power, destiny. So 27 night, for example, so first the night and then we see that the day. Similarly, Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban, 15th night of Shaban. First the night, then the day. We say Laylatul Eid, Eid Eve. So the night of Eid, then the day of Eid. Wan-nahar, and the day. So who is doing all this? Can any government do that? We can't even run our electricity properly. You see what a mess is going on. That you got DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. So that is human being, remember that. But by Allah, perfection, precision, accuracy. وَآتَاكُمْ, and He Almighty Allah gives you, O human being, مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَلْتُؤُوتُ سَلْتُمُوْ, مِنْ, the mean, some of the things, some of all the things, مَا سَلْتُمُوْ, what you ask. No human being can say whatever he asks, everything happened like that, me and you, ordinary mortals. No. It will not be amlil insani ma tamanna, what for human being, whatever you desire. No, then there will be no need for Jannah. That will happen in Jannah and Paradise. So some of the things which you are asking, so all the things, 80, 70, 90% Allah gives us. So that is the benevolence, the mercy, the greater grace of Almighty Allah. We see that إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. We raise our hands as beggars, as paupers in the court of Allah, and we must have the firm conviction that He Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will answer our supplication, our dua. Then He gives us out of His benevolence, grace and mercy. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا, therefore we say when we recite our dua, اللَّهُمَّ لَكَ الشُّكُرُ كُلُّ وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ كُلُّ. All gratitude, thanks is for you alone, Ya Allah. All praise is for you alone, Ya Allah. And I told you on several occasions, read the Asma'ul Husna in the beginning of your dua. هُوَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّمُ. He Almighty Allah is Hay, ever-living, Al-Qayyum, self-subsisting. We are dependent on Allah, and He does not need anybody for His existence, and He is always there. He was, He is, He will always be there. He is self-subsisting. And remember that Huwa Ar-Rahmanur Rahim. These are Ismullah Al-A'zam, the greatest, great, most magnificent names of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, and if you start counting the bounties and favors of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you can never ever encompass it. Look, study the word تُحْصُوهَا. تُحْصُوهَا comes from حَصَى. حَصَى means the pebbles. You go outside, you see all the tiny, tiny little stones. Can we ever count all that in the world? So no. So remember, we can't count it in our city, in our country, let alone the world. So every droplet, Allah blesses us. Our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our anatomy, and how it functions. The greatest computer that human being has ever seen. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, look at yourself, so human being, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, don't you see? Marvel that Allah made me and you, the most noble of His creation, the masterpiece of His creation. So la tuhsuha, you can never encompass it. You can never ever count it. Innal insana ladhulumun kaffar. Verily, this human being, ladhulum, hyperbole, mubalagha, intensive form. He is a very, very big zalim, a big, big oppressor, very, very unjust. And he is kafar, a very, very big kafir, and a very, very big person, ungrateful. So if you translate it for non-Muslims, kafar, they are very, very firm in their kufr, blasphemy, disbelief. Oh, for us now Muslims, we are very, very ungrateful, very, very unthankful. Allah complains of me and you. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bohot hi na shukar hai. Chapter 100, verse 6, verily the human being is very, very ungrateful to Almighty Allah. Now we start with the lesson of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. Get the chronological order. He is born in Iraq. And remember, then he gets married and so forth to Sayyida Sarah radiallahu anha. She is a very, very beautiful lady. And now from Iraq, they are coming this way, yeah, via Egypt towards Palestine. So there the king, he saw the beauty of Sayyida Sarah radiallahu anha. Sarah means to keep the secrets. So he, Khalilullah, told her, say, you are my sister, sister in religion. He tried to touch her and so forth, and he was punished. So 2-3 times he did that. So he got fed up. Then he gave Hazrat Hajar, Hajara radiallahu anha, to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So nevertheless, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, second wife, But she gave birth first, because he, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, made a dua and supplicated to Allah, chapter 37, verse 100, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring. So Allah blessed him with Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Then, you know, in Arabic is a saying, it's not a hadith, ad-dharratan la tattafiqan. The two wives, they don't agree, you know. So now there's a child also involved. So Sayyidah Hajara is the younger wife and she has a child. The elder wife, Sayyidah Sarah radiallahu anha, does not have any children as yet. Subsequently, then she gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam took his younger wife, Sayyidah Hajara radiallahu anha, Hajara both ways. Tarkhim, you call that in Arabic, where you remove and you omit the last letter. So, Aisha, Hajar, both ways. Nevertheless, so, and Nabi Ismail alayhi salam is worth. And then he leaves them there in Makkah. No vegetation, no habitation. And lo and behold, this woman, pious lady, great lady, are you leaving us here with the command of Allah, or it is your own opinion? He gestured and signaled and pointed to the heavens and skies. Allah Jalla Wala commanded me. Look at the iman of Sayyidah Hajara radiallahu an. Idhan layyudayyi ana. He, Allah, will never let us go to waste. And thereafter they said, stay there and see what happens. Wa idha qala Ibrahim. When qala comes, a verb comes in the past tense, is preceded by id. It means was good, remember. 69 times this name of this messenger is mentioned in the noble Quran. Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this chapter 14, is dedicated to him because of this incident. Wa idh qala Ibrahimu. And remember the time when Ibrahim alayhi salam cried, petitioned, begged Almighty Allah. Rabbi jal hadhal balada amina. Ya Allah, make the city amina. A city of safety and security. There in Alif Lam Mim we find Hada Baladan, and here we find Hada Balada. So why the difference when he said Hada Baladan? So that is when the city was still being built, and here it is built already, meaning there's some sign and so forth. So therefore now the Alif Lam is there, and Rabbij Al Hada Balada. So, and Makkah is the city of safety and security. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. The place of safety, peace, tranquility, serenity. Allah takes an oath in chapter 95 in Surah Wattin. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Who enters there, then he's safe. Remember that. So this is different thing nowadays. The shaitans, they are running the place. So Allah Ta'ala give them hidayat or replace them. رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. Give safety, security to the city of Makkah. وَجُنُبْنِي. Ya Allah, you protect me and save me. وَبَنِيَّ. And my sons. Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, and their progeny. أَنَّعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَام. That they worship the idols. أَصْنَام, the plural of sanam, sword. So remember the dua ye was, Ya Allah, keep us muwahideen. We love and we believe in your oneness and uniqueness. And my children also must do that. They must believe only in you, Ya Allah, not ascribe, associate anybody, anything to you. My progeny also. So obviously for the prophets and messengers, they are ma'asum. But the others, it got accepted for some, and for some it didn't get accepted. His own father passed away and died a kafir, mushrik, and dispatched to Jahannam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Quran says so, and his father's name Azar. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوُ لِلَّهِ. When it became apparent and manifest to him that his father is the enemy of Allah, he then disassociated himself from his father. Tabarra'a min. So, an-nabud al-asnam, Ya Allah, you save us that we worship and dedicate our lives to these idols. Nay, we dedicate our lives to you, O Almighty Allah. Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, it means. Innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas. Indeed, these idols, they have led astray. Kathiran minan nas. So many millions and billions of people. You go to Hindustan, you go to India, and you see over a billion people there. What do you see? You see idol worshippers. How astray they are. Because you must remember that they are worshipping the idols. They make the idols, they smash the idols, everything themselves. فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي Whosoever follows me, then he is from me. He is following مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا The religion and the culture of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي And whosoever disobeys me, they following the idols, they believe in this and that and so many other things, or atheists, Allah forbid, فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ You are of forgiving, very, very merciful. So here now, from Canaan, Palestine, one small qafila, caravan. Father, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Son, Dhabihullah, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, is a baby, an infant. Honorable mother and wife, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha. The whole Hajj rotates around them. Tawaf, Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Zamzam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. And Safa Marwa, Sayyida Hajra radiallahu anhu. The sacrifice of Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Allah Jalla Wala kept their name shining, glittering for generations and will continue till the day of justice. Subhanallah. That was their sincerity, their love for Almighty Allah, their sacrifices and qurbani they made, not only of sacrificing the animal, but sacrificing their life for the sake of Almighty Allah. So those people who disobey me, Allah, you can change their taqdeer, you can give them hidayat, you are all forgiving, you are all merciful. Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider, Inni askantu min dhurriyati Indeed I have settled some of my family min for tab'eez The other family is there in Palestine They are here in Makkah now Biwadin in a valley Valley of Paran Valley of Faran In Arabic Faran In the biblical language the Paran The place of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam And that is the valley of Paran Faran So this is the valley. غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ No vegetation, no habitation, nothing. Jungle, and it is just open place. In the بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا By your honorable sacred house, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. O my Allah, our Allah, sustainer, nourisher. Always Rabbana, Rabbana, to show our humility and beg Almighty Allah. What will they do? لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ They will establish salah. They will read salah. They will tell others to read salah. فَجَعَلَ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ Ya Allah, let the hearts, afida, plural of fu'ad. Ya Allah, you turn the hearts, مِّنَ النَّاسِ of some people, تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ They must be inclined towards them. They want to go to Makkah again and again and again. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, 60 Hajj. أَعْتَقَ أَلْفَ أَبْدٍ وَأَتَمَرَ أَلْفَ مَرَّةٍ Set free 1,000 slaves and perform 1,000 Umrah. Can we see the love they have for Makkah? And remember Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, 55 Hajj. Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, 50 Hajj. So these are the Sahaba, Tabi'een, Awliyaullah, Subhanallah. Allah take us again and again and protect the Haramain Sharifain and Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. وَرْزُقُهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ You grant them the fruits. Ulama have written that after Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam left, he was so thirsty, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, he wanted water, required water. The mother, Sayyida Hajar, ran up and down. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, then Jibreel alayhi salam came with his wing, he smashed the land and the sand, and then it gushed out Zamzam. When we were in primary madrasa, they said Zamzam means stop, stop, that's wrong. Zamzam means Al-Ma'ul Kathir, excellent book by Sheikh Said Baghdash, excellent book on the fada'il virtues and tariq and history regarding Zamzam. So the first thing that happened was water came. Until today Zamzam is there, miracle. Ma uzamzam alima shuriba lahu, hadith in Ibn Majah. Whatever intention you make, Allah Jalla wala will fulfill it. La'allahum yashkurun, so that they be grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah for His ever recurring bounties and favors. Rabbana, O our sustainer, Ya Rabbana, our nourisher provider, innaka ta'lamu ma nukhfi wa ma nu'lin, you know everything, your knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing. Whatever we conceal and hide, you know. Wa ma nu'lin, whatever we say, whatever we do publicly, that you know. وَمَا يَخْفَى لَلَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, and nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah. فِي الْأَرْضِ, on the land, on the sand. وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, nor in the skies, in the heavens. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Every day beg Almighty Allah, Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Ya Allah, you protect the haramain sharifain from all types of evil. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allah matahir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahudi al-ghasibin al-muhtalleen. Ya Allah, purify and cleanse Masjid al-Aqsa from the Zionist apartheid regime. May Almighty Allah protect all our muqaddasat, holy places, and our masajid throughout the world. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.